Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the center, and I'm excited today to be here with Priscilla Weigel, my co-host.
Yep, and I am now the Inclusion Project Coordinator here at the CICC, so we get to do a lot of things together, more so than in the past.
Yes, and hopefully we'll talk more about that position to our listeners, what that might mean in terms of the work in Minnesota. I know many listeners are from other states, but we have some exciting work that will be going forward, and so we'll hopefully be able to talk about our coaching that we're going to do. But today we want to talk with another staff person here at the center, Ellie Chase Andreessen, and she is our program associate here and does invaluable work for us in many, many ways. So welcome, Ellie.
Thank you for having me.
We're so excited really today to talk about one specific area of work here that has been a really great resource to many people, and many of you probably listening have used this resource, and it's our Learning Center. Maybe you could give just a little bit of a summary of what our Learning Center online consists of.
Sure. So our Learning Center can be found on the website under the tab e-learning, and there you'll find info modules, self-studies, training of trainer courses, and our training toolkits. Today we'll focus our conversation on the self-study courses, but I'll give you a brief overview of what all four of those items have to offer. So the info modules start out as a sort of short and sweet version of a variety of topics, ranging from assessment and planning for individual needs all the way down to even specific disability topics. You access them through the website. They're all online in a flash format, and they look a lot like a PowerPoint as you work through them.
They're really quite fun to take. People find them very enjoyable.
Oh, definitely. And in the consultation work that I've done, it's a great resource to direct providers to because it's quick, it's easy, it gives that nice little piece of information that they need to really implement right away in some cases. So it's a wonderful tool to use.
And I do want to tell our listeners as well, if there are topics that you don't find on our website, always email us because we want to create things that will be useful to people who are using our website, out there doing inclusive childcare, and feel like, oh, this is something I'd like to learn more about.
Absolutely. So the info modules are really a starting point, and then a lot of them you'll see similar themes in the self-studies, which are a much more in-depth approach. Both info modules and self-studies are completely free of charge to take online. The self-study courses do require a easy and short registration to log in and take those, although still free, unless you're looking for a continuing education unit, which is good for 10 clock hours.
So we get a number of people requesting CEUs,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Great. That's good to know. I mean, that's usually for people who are sometimes working towards CDAs or they're maybe getting some kind of relicensure. But again, they're free if you're not interested in getting that kind of certificate. So that's, again, our purpose is to put this professional development out there free of charge and make it as up-to-date, research-based, evidence-based where we can so that people have the most current information regarding different disabilities or inclusion.
Yes, and the idea also is that they're accessible. You can do them anytime you want since they're online. You can stop in the middle of a self-study and come back to it 2 weeks later if that's what you need to do. That's not a problem at all.
Perfect. And so what kind of courses are offered in the self-study area?
They have some of the common themes of the info modules, and they range, again, from things like assessment and planning for individual needs. We have health, safety, and nutrition self-studies, school age and out of school time, interactions with children, again, the specific disability topics. And let's look at specific disability topics to start off with. So we have some self-studies about Asperger's syndrome, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, some anxiousness, sensory processing you'll find in there. As far as learning environment and curricula, we offer quite a few self-studies that talk about embedded learning and universal design strategies, as well as observation and assessment.
I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but can you recall which courses kind of are maybe the top three?
Yes, what I see a lot of are children and challenging behaviors. see a lot of that. Also, our regulation one, let me see if I can find that, How Does Your Engine Run, is actually a relatively new self-study that we offer, and I'm seeing a lot of interest in that one as well.
Great.
In fact, a provider that I was just working with about a month ago had gone to that and used that and was talking about it when I came out for an initial kind of consultation visit, and she said, I looked on your website and I found this information and I'm trying to use it in the classroom, and
oh, great.
And it was fun to be able to say, oh, good for you. And I think that a lot of staffs out there, a lot of larger centers even, are using these self-studies, our podcasts, the info modules, to kind of be a springboard for discussions at staff meetings on different topics, too. It's a great tool.
Yes, yep.
And since you, Ellie, do a lot of the work on these in terms of the mechanics of it and the editing and actually getting them online, you also see how they interface or relate to the tip sheets.
Yes.
Do they all have a tip sheet or many of them, or how does the tip sheet portion of our website relate to the self-studies and the info modules?
Many of them do have a correlating tip sheet. Some tip sheet items are different from self-studies and vice versa. But you'll see the same categories across the board in our learning center. So we offer the same general categories for info modules as well as tip sheets and self-studies. And again, an example of a category would be like health, safety, and nutrition. You will see across the board, you'll see items that fit into that category.
And I think we have some new things coming up, right, that aren't yet on the website but will probably be coming out in the next maybe 2 to 3 months.
Yes.
Can you give us a little preview to kind of pique the interest of our listeners?
Absolutely. So one that I'm working on right now that's almost done is a self-study on fire safety. And this is a really interesting and also very important self-study because we're talking about safety measures here. Mm-hmm. And so it gives some general guidelines to fire safety within the child care center or the child care home. And then it also talks about any sort of accommodation that may need to be made to teaching fire safety to a child with a special need, or maybe it's a child that is a little more anxious than some of the other children. So keep your eyes out for that one. That one's coming soon.
That sounds like a lot of fun, a good one.
That'll be really helpful to a lot of folks.
Yeah, one of the fun parts about this self-study is it has some games in it that you can play with the kids that teach them how to do things like crawl low under smoke.
Oh, good. Thank you for adding that. Yeah, I think fire safety, we're trying to, for those who are listening to the podcast, we're trying to get more health and safety, not just about children with disabilities, though that is our focus, but of course general health and safety for all children, and then also specifically to some kinds of needs around kids who have special needs or disabilities, and we're trying to get more in those categories. So once again, excuse me, if people have some needs that they're seeing in their area, we may be able to meet those. So Priscilla, if we could bring you in a little bit as well. With your new job as a coach, and you worked for many years as a consultant for the CICC, do you use then, you find the self-studies or the website useful in your work?
All the time. And back to the fire safety one especially, I think the uniqueness of that, it provides an opportunity for folks that are taking it to really look at things differently. Most of the time, as a classroom teacher for many years, we talk about fire safety and we think it's kind of a fun way to delve into this topic, but it can be very anxiety producing for some children, regardless of whether they have a diagnosis or not. And this self-study just really does bring that to the forefront and say, you got to be thinking about that when you're presenting this information, because what you think is a fun unit, and this can be on any topic, mm-hmm. really, can cause someone to worry more and to go home and think about what if the school burns down tomorrow? What if the child care burns down? What if it's not there? What am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah. And just that building of that feeling inside. And you don't want to be doing that for kids. So this is a great tool to use as you're planning for, you know, units or themes for kids. Or fire safety is an ongoing discussion mm-hmm. that providers exactly. need to have with their students and their children in child care.
Exactly. Well, we just wanted to sort of bring our listeners up to date on some of the things that we are doing with our website as a resource for them, particularly around professional development. Many people use our podcast as a professional development tool with staff, as staff training. Some people use them in a combination with to get a certificate for part of a CEU, but we really wanted to really make people more aware of the other kinds of tools and resources we have on our website. So I'm really glad that you could spend some time with us today, Ellie. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so we will hopefully have people coming and visiting and sending us some questions via our website and letting us know what more we can do for them.
Yep.
Thank you both.
Great. Thanks.
That's all for now. See you next time.